This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you in part by Harry's at harrys.com. For guys like you and me who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to harrys.com. Get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code MORNINGSTREAM when you check out. That's harrys.com and the code MORNINGSTREAM, all one word.
B-.
Coming up on TMS, what would you do if a rocket hit you square in the noodle?
We have a secret identity winner and more to give away.
Nestle says they're sorry for the penis they sent you.
They should be. What do you want to engrave on your iPad?
Waiter, I did not order nail with my salad.
Losing James Garner is hard.
The apes rule the box office once again.
Major spoilers.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Everything's perfect, Maurice.
If you're fussy about your sour cream and onion dip, you'll really love our latest flavor. Sour cream and onion flavored Doritos brand tortilla chips. So for a snack, with the great taste of sour cream and onion already on the chip, try sour cream and onion Doritos. They taste as good as they crunch.
The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. Rambling goes in, podcast comes out. You can't explain that.
The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Oh, gosh. Oh, don't ever play that again.
Wow. It's an old Sega game, isn't it? Is that Toe Jam and Earl noises right there in hand?
It was me last week being an idiot on the on a pre-show, and I saved it for who knows why. Only Satan knows. It's kind of scary. Anyway, yeah, hey, everybody. It's,
I don't remember the context of that.
I don't either at all. I think I was just testing the mic or something. It's Monday, July 21st, 2014, here on The Morning Stream, TMS for short. That is the morning show that you like, I hope, and we made because we don't like regular morning shows. We made our own, and that's why it exists. And here we are some 3 years later.
The morning show that you need. Not
right.
Necessarily the one you want, but the one you need.
True.
The one you deserve.
That's right. January 2011 was the day we started, or the month. Here we are. Some 4 years later, 3 years later, 4 years,
three years.
It'll be four next January. Yeah. That's crazy. Let's never speak
of
this.
6 months away.
Again.
We can't really say it's almost when there's still half a year left to go.
Yeah, I guess that's a lot of time. I don't even have another dental appointment until
January.
We
can say 3.5 years, though. That's solid right there.
Okay. All right. It's like kids when babies are kids and you're like, how old's your baby? And you say, oh, he's 12 months.
Well, no, right,
he's a year.
Exactly.
He's a year, damn it.
All the way up to 18 months or...
Yeah, is that why is that? Why can't you just say year and a half, I wonder?
I think we've talked about that.
Have we?
Because a year just doesn't really, you know, encompass the development that your child is going through as much as, well, 9 months or 10 months.
Well, 9 and 10 months. See, the 9 and 10 months makes sense to me. But the minute you hit a year, and if you say to me, so I'm trying to imagine someone just saying, I say, how old's, he's so cute. How old is he? He's 12 months today. Mm-hmm. Or he's a year today.
Okay, a year, sure. A year exactly, no problem. But then you still got to do some, you know, a little bit of the granular dance as you go from a year to 2 years and say 13 months, 14 months.
I like the granular dance.
Yeah,
that's where you have to say, I don't know.
Leave your friends behind.
And only buy an inch or two because we're doing this granularly. I love it.
Yes.
I like that a lot. All right. So welcome everyone. And sit down. Have a set a spell. Let us tell you some stories and have some fun with you.
Take your shoes off.
Yesterday, I got hit in the nuts. And I want to share this story.
Okay.
And when I say nuts, I mean my human man testicles. Okay? Just to clear that up, I know that's sure. It's a common use. It's a common vernacular. It's a common word, term, whatever, sure, phrase sure. To refer to one's reproductive testicle units as nuts. I've always felt like that term sucks, though. That description doesn't work because nuts could take more of a hit and be less damaged. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, right. Well, some.
Well, it depends on the nuts. But like
peanuts are pretty fragile, but sure. Maybe a good walnut, man. Those,
yeah.
You know,
they got like, oh, there's a reason that there's a wall in there, right?
It's a jackhammer to get into one of those.
Right. Well, I wish I had those because yesterday we're over at my brother-in-law's for family hoo-ha, right? Everyone's out there doing the thing they do and they're barbecue this and eat that and talk about whatever. Politics, all this sort of stuff. And my brother-in-law has built him a multi-chambered compressed air rocket launcher out of PVC pipe and just these valves, and it's awesome. It's like a Mythbusters build. It's so cool.
Yeah.
He's awesome with this stuff. He's the same guy that built me the standing desk, pretty much helped me build this office. Like,
right. He's super helpful every year at Nurtacular.
Yep. Although I got to talk to him about one of my wall outlets that he put in. When I put a plug in the lower outlet, the top one spews out blue sparks. I don't think it's supposed to work that way.
It's shooting out blue sparks.
No.
The sparks aren't supposed to be blue.
Such a great old reference that a lot of people may not remember.
Yeah.
What was the thing? It was tomatoes.
Yeah.
I'm going to find it.
Black.
Was it black? Let's see. I'm going to find this now. Black and white racism, converting black men to be,
the white homo.
No, that's not the one. That's not it. Oh, I found it.
Tomatoes were like black, and tomatoes aren't supposed to be black.
He
built this rig.
Oh, I built this rig for rockets.
Yeah.
And the rockets themselves are like not quite paper towel rolls, but thinner than that and longer. You can just buy this stuff at like Home Depot or whatever, but it's corrugated paper tubing, like cardboard, right? And then you can put glue, like a little rubber wings on, or fletching on the bottom for control and that
stability.
Yeah. Tip it out and wrap it with like duct tape on the tip and stuff like that.
So this isn't your I can't remember the company that makes those rockets that, you know, the ones you ignite and have a little bit of fuel in them and
a CO2 rocket. No, none of those.
So this sounds like pretty cool little homemade.
It is
business.
It's
yeah.
badass, and it's all air. So when you just go and it just makes this horrible sound, really loud, like a gunshot. And then off go, because you're putting this rocket down on this tube, letting one of the valves go. And he can shoot up to 13 of these before he has to compress it again. Fires the rocket off, and we aim it over at the park, and it's really great. And so all the kids are competing about which rocket build is going to get the furthest. It's way fun, like having a good time, all good. Except for the politics of my mother-in-law. But anyway, so that was going on. And we're about done. We're kind of winding down. And all the rockets get kind of destroyed in this process because if you land them so many times on their nose, they just start to bend and become, you know, they look like a flaccid nightmare. They just look awful and they're never going to fly again. By the way, flaccid nightmare. I played bass for them for 2 years and that was my best experience ever on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Comes with a roadie though.
Right. I know. And
Estes rockets, by the way.
Yeah.
Is the ones that
Estes. Is that what they're called? Okay.
Yeah, Estes.
I didn't know that.
Not testes, but Estes.
But
rockets.
They're ones that we put like a little, like a CO2 cartridge in it.
They had like a little fuel chamber and a parachute. I don't know about CO2, but I know they had the, like a little electronic launcher
thing
on their platform.
And they vary in complexity and stuff. Like right. colleges will have full on competitions and stuff.
Exactly. That's the one.
They get like low atmosphere height and stuff like that. Where, right. you know, we were doing maybe 100 feet or something. It's not giant. It wasn't huge. Well, more than that. Maybe 200 feet. Anyway, point is, firing these things off, they come back all kind of broken and horrible. And my daughter and I thought it'd be fun to just have a little sword fight with two of them. Okay?
Okay.
I rear back to swing. Now, I'm only aiming for her sword or her rocket. And I assume she was, too. We're doing one of these little fake choreographed, like, shing, shing, shing.
Sure. Like, right? you know, right.
Just
right.
goofing off. And this is Carter, who was way stronger than you think. If she ever squeezes your arm, you know what I'm talking about. She's like tough. So we're swinging these things around. The very first swing, she goes straight for my groin. The very first swing. I'm going, okay, innocent little thing. We're probably 10 minutes from leaving, right? I'm ready to go home anyway.
Right.
It's like 8:30. It's starting to get dark. She takes this rocket and immediately swings low and hard and hits me so hard in my Death Star. Because they all have we all have a weakness, right? We have that little space where Luke Skywalker shoots things in.
Exactly. Our exhaust port.
And I just hit the dirt and I couldn't move. Oh, it hurt so freaking bad. Like today, I still kind of ache. Like today, I'm still kind of groinally challenged. And she felt terrible. She didn't mean to, right? And so she's all, oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean to. And I'm just laying there going, don't talk to me for 10 minutes. I can't think straight. It was so bad. I was seeing lights. And it just brought up again in my head this whole question. This is the larger philosophical question. Why do men have this thing that is so, so dangerously painful?
Why do we have this vulnerability?
Yeah, why do we have this? We're on the whole, you know, if we work at it, we can be pretty tough dudes. We can win Iron Man challenges and pull trucks with our teeth and, you know, win NFL rings and, you know, whatever. Big, big physical dudes we can be. But we got this place where I don't care if you're Michael Vick or freaking, who's a tough person? The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Vin Diesel, any of these guys. You kick them in the noodle, they're down. They're on the ground down.
And you'd think that, like, over time, evolution would have maybe made that a little bit, like, we would have grown
a sheath.
Right. A little shield, a little bone shield down there.
Yeah, or a little, or even just practically speaking, that we'd all just commonly wear a cup all the time, you know? Right. Because, you know, women wear bras or I'm trying to think of another thing. Bikers wear helmets, you know? You'd think we would know of this vulnerability all the time, be constantly aware of it, and then have some sort of shield that we would keep with us. And so then I got to thinking, well, why is it so painful? Why are the nerves so centrally located? What is the problem down there? And I figured it out without looking it up or anything.
Really? Okay. What is it?
I think that because human beings are so engineered for reproduction and survival of the species and of oneself and of one's progeny, that every time anything comes close to threatening any of that, we need safeguards. And one of those safeguards is if that really, really hurts to get kicked in the bourgeoisie, right? then that is a great deterrent to being exposed further to any other damage. In other words,
that's what you're saying.
You got to keep the boys where they need to be. So you are constantly on guard
to be able to carry on the race. Basically, it's a protection for carrying on the race.
Right. Any other kind of thing like, any other kind of major pain, or the reason we have pain at all, it's all about self-preservation. Oh, that hurts. Sure. Something's wrong. I will rectify that so that things will be right again.
The next time I feel that, it might mean death. So let me fix whatever it is that causes that pain.
Right. And to make it so bad at that particular point, I mean, there are a few places that hurt that bad. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can punch me right in the gut and I'll get over it quick compared to this. You can smack me in the face. You can bonk me in the back of the head. You can do a lot of stuff where it hurts. But it ain't this kind of hurt. Teeth are the same thing. I think the reason teeth hurt so bad when something goes wrong is because you can't survive without eating, and you can't really eat properly without chewing. And I think it's the body's way of saying, yeah, that's a tender place, isn't it? It's because you need that shit, yo. That's what I think's going on. So I feel like I got a little science out of my fall on the ground, die
your visit,
moment.
Your family visit there? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're...
Yeah, for once, a visit to my in-laws turned into a positive.
Resulted in education.
I shouldn't say that. Everyone's very nice. Everyone's fine. Everyone's fine. It's just, you know.
No, that makes sense, though. That makes sense.
Like my daughter, you know, I think her new mother-in-law is very nice. I think she's sweet. But there are also going to be challenges. There always is.
Yeah, sure.
This is the deal. When you get it, whether it's the mother or not, it doesn't matter. When you join a family, there's going to be issues.
Yeah, of course.
And if you accept that, it's a much easier road to travel. Unless you're writhing on the ground holding your nuts. All right. Move on. Brian.
Yeah, I'll jump in on here.
What do you got here? You got something
cool. We got a winner. So big thanks again to Jeff Peterson, a.k.a. Jalen Jade, Jeff and the Tadpole. So we gave away, or we're giving away, 3 copies of Secret Identity. Basically, Jeff is giving away 3 of his own copies that he bought of Secret Identity.
That's amazing.
And the first winner is Victor in Nashville, Illinois. So big congratulations to Victor in Nashville, Illinois. So the questions last week were, where did Andrew Allen graduate from? And he graduated from the University of South Florida. Mm-hmm. And the map of Gotham City in the 1960s Batman TV show. is a reverse image of the city of St. Louis. So those are the week, the answers from last week. We're doing it again. And again, the answer, the thing will be open until midnight Sunday night.
Yeah.
So you have 7 days. And your trivia questions this week to win a copy of Secret Identity, the new double CD from the Andrew Allen Trio that goes on sale very soon at CD Baby, Amazon, and iTunes.
Yeah.
And will be available at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
This week's questions are going to be slightly different because Andrew's made some changes to his website. By the way, John Funk did some incredible work with Andrew Allen's website.
He's amazing. So. He redid my entire comic site. He's the man.
Wow. Yeah. And hopefully soon he's going to be redoing Coverville as well. Talking to him and a couple other people. So
nice.
Yes. Anyway, questions this week. Question number one, and you must answer both questions, whether you get them right or not. I mean, hey, you know, if nobody gets them right, then we're just going to randomly pick somebody. Andrew Allen has many covers free to listen to on his website. There is, however, only one cover that he has created multiple versions of. What is the title of this song? And tutorials do not count in this case. So you have to look on his website, AndrewAllenTrio.com. Question two, in the Marvel Comics universe, Tony Stark holds the Superhuman Registration Database and was asked to turn it over by this agency, which replaced S.H.I.E.L.D., and you don't need to answer in the form of a question. So, again, name the organization, the agency that Tony Stark had to turn the Superhuman Registration Database over to.
Okay.
I want to say it was right after Civil War, but I'm not 100% sure.
I believe you are correct.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
All right. Entries open until, again, Sunday night at midnight. So get your answers in. One winner will win a copy of Secret Identity shipped anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good luck.
Yes. And also, these are one of the early copies, which are they all like this where it's flipped?
They're all like this. So all pressing one is all flipped. So disc one has the disc two contents on it. Really, the Batman CD has Marvel music on it. The Wolverine CD has DC music on it. Yeah. And that's so you can look at Wolverine while you listen to the X-Men thing.
I love it. I love it.
That's the whole reason.
Yeah, I understand. That's completely sense.
If you'd like, I will ship you a Sharpie and you may write disc one and disc two on them appropriately and fix your scenes.
You know, mountains to molehills. No, what's the phrase?
Lemons to lemonade.
Lemons to lemonade. There you go.
Right. Yeah. And the last thing to let you know about, the place to enter in your answers to the trivia questions is bit.ly/secret identity giveaway. And I think you need to capitalize each of those three words. So bit.ly/secret identity giveaway and put S-I-N-G in caps.
Oh, yeah, do that. I hate that that's case sensitive, though.
I do, too.
It's irritating. Yes. But whatever. You've just let everyone know, and that's fine. That'll work. All right, people. People of Earth, let's continue down the road. This long path to enlightenment. I know, to getting from there to here. And we're going to call Daryl.
Okay.
And we're going to do Star Trek time. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by...
Hey, do you like death rays, space lizards, chemtrails, and mind control?
Yep.
All right, too bad. Join the weekly bleep as we take down conspiracy theories, talk tech, and screw up the news. That's theweeklybleep.com, because it just got silly.
I like it. Daryl Skeels, are you on the line?
I am.
Fantastic. Calling from his secret place of employment where...
Secret lair.
Big things are happening. Stuff that only he can talk about. Only he knows about.
Yeah.
Secret-y things. I actually don't know if any of this is true. I don't know what he's doing today. But I do know he's on with us right now, and he's going to talk about Star Trek. Daryl, how was your weekend? Oh, you went camping, dude!
Oh, wow.
He hates camping!
I'm glad that gives you such joy.
It does, because I hate it, too. I can't stand it. I am not a camper. If camping to me, if it's not in a really nice sort of luxury motorhome type device, is not interesting at all.
Yeah,
to me,
Camping to me is staying at the Excalibur.
Yes.
And not
that's roughing it in Vegas, right?
That's
there.
That's roughing it.
Circus, maybe if you really want to go, Bear Grylls on yourself.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't care for it. I know Daryl is a guy who goes because there's stuff to be done and you have to go, but you don't like it, do you?
No.
Yeah. You could probably count the ways if we had the time. Yeah, but it's lumpy ground and crappy toilets and terrible smells.
Like I always, say, it's just pretending to be homeless.
That's right.
How is that fun?
Right.
It's not fun.
It's our hobo weekend. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Although there are people, I mean, they go crazy. They'll go to the REI or the I can't think of any others. The Dick's Sporting Goods.
Mm-hmm.
I always like going to Dick's because I get to say it a lot and it sounds rude for some reason. I like to go in there. I like to go to Cabela's, you know. I like to see this stuff. I think that stuff is cool, and I like all this space age tent material crap and all that. But that's kind of where that ends for me, because when you actually rubber to road and get out to the outdoors and do that, I just don't think it's very fun. And my brother Mark, who was here over the weekend, he's my older brother Mark, by 10 years he's older than me. So he's really pushing, if you know what I mean. Anyway, he's got, he loves it. Has always loved it.
Loves to be outdoors.
Loves it. And I like the outdoors, but he wants to be in a tent, in the dirt, looking at the stars with who knows what kind of millipede crawling up your ass at 2 a.m. You know, he is into that. He was into this thing where you would take a rock and you put it in the fire during dinner or whatever, and you'd let that rock bake in the fire. Like literally just in the fire. Then you would take it out and he would pull out a big roll of newspaper he brought with him. Mm-hmm. And he would put the rock in the newspaper and wrap it tightly in newspaper in this hot freaking rock. And he would do it with like these gloves he had that were like, you can handle like coals with them and stuff. So
okay,
I'm not going to burn
right,
it.
Sure.
So he puts this very hot rock, wrapped it in newspaper, and then sticks it at the bottom of your sleeping bag. So you're totally warm all night. Because you got this hot rock just emanating heat from the bottom of your sleeping bag. Now, it worked. That was no problem. But I woke up in the morning with the entire lower third of my sleeping bag melted into mush because the rock melted my bag. And I remember him going, well, that's never happened before. And that was the end of that conversation. It's like, well, dude, you explain this to mom when we get home. I mean, this would have been when he was like, I was like 12 and he was like 22 and he was like, ah, oh, we're gonna have brother time and go camping and never forgot how that rock just melted it. And I swear I had like weird burns on my feet. It's like, your idea is terrible.
But you're gonna say, I woke up with the entire sports section wrapped around my legs.
Right, exactly.
That would have been better. Oh my god.
I felt more.
Yeah, you're lucky that's, you know, just melted your sleeping bag. Could have been so much worse.
Could have melted me.
Exactly.
Anyway, screw camping. I know a lot of people like it, so we're not discriminating. You should like it if you like it, but if you don't like it, then join us in our commisery. All right, Daryl, let's get going here. Let's get to some Star Trek trivia. It's a thing we do every day with Daryl. He comes on, does a little Star Trek trivia. Today's no different, and we have a question about the original series episode, The Gamesters of Triskelion.
Oh, our favorite brain episode.
Yeah, or as I, Triskelion is what I usually say, but...
Triskelion or is it Triskelion?
I think it's Triskelion, isn't it?
Triskelion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Three brains gamble on the outcome of gladiatorial combat with combatants they call thralls. All right, not the thrall from World of Warcraft. Mm.
Could be War Chief, but
I know it could be. Well, that's the rumor.
We don't know anything.
There are three brains. What color listed is not one of the brains in this episode? Okay.
There are three brains.
One of these is not one of them, and they are possibly green, red, blue, or yellow. That's green, red, blue, or yellow. Which one of those is not one of these brains in the episode? Isn't this the one based, this Futurama episode where they're...
Yep.
I will now leave for no reason. That one, right? It was a fantastic episode with the giant brain that what was the deal they had to... I can't remember, but at one point, the way Fry saved everybody is he wrote a story about the brains, and it had so many typos in it, but the brains kept saying the typos, and it was fantastic.
It's kind of like what Ice Storm does with you.
Yeah, kind of like that. That's a good episode if you haven't seen it, everybody. All right, so while you think about it, because I'm sure you're going to be thinking about it, that is, and I'm... killing time here because I can't find my... There we go.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
I have no idea what to dig into here.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. We got so much food lately, too.
I know. Lately, we are bombed, so we probably ought to go through it all and then make a priority list. But for now...
I'd say go back into the... You got to tell us what you've got in that...
Oh, that's right, because we all got different stuff. Hold on.
Asian box.
My wife moved it. Hold on, let me grab it.
I just have to look in the right cabinet.
Did you?
That's why I couldn't find it earlier. I wasn't opening enough cabinets.
Let's see if Scott, when he comes back, let's see if he has the tortellines. Salted tortellines. It's a yellow and green bag. Salted plantain chips.
No. I do not have the tortellines. I have prepared squid, and I have a thing that's all in Japanese. I think it's wasabi beef chips or something. So that's close enough to those. So you guys do those, and I'll do this. Mine has a very sad cow on it. That's the saddest looking... Good gosh, what are we doing over there?
Oh, there's the tortellines or leans or whatever they are.
You have that? Why didn't I get this? I have the right box, right? I assume I do.
You have the right box. Is that
the same box?
Well, his came in a bag because half of his box contents were lost in transit.
This is true. I had kind of an issue. All right, so... Or am I eating out of somebody else's... Hold on, you know what? Hang on. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, all right.
Oh my gosh, there's this other thing that looks like a poop in a bag that exploded.
Yeah, it looks like a Little Debbie spring roll, right?
I don't know, it says Gansite snack cake.
Yeah, yep, I got one of those that did not make the trip. It does, it looks like a exploded dookie in a bag.
Yeah. Oh, I found those spoons with those stuff on them.
Yeah.
I look like George Costanza's dad tearing through a box over there like an idiot. Never mind. It's not where I thought it was. Okay. Well, let's do what we have. I think we may have gotten stuff from two people that are very similar.
Maybe.
And so I'm worried that I'm in the wrong box, but whatever.
Well, I did see a prepared squid.
Yeah, and I've got two of those, and I don't know why.
All right, well... Anyway, eat that and we'll eat these.
All right, so I'm eating this bag of beef chippy things. Oof, they don't look good for me.
These are just banana chips that we have, aren't they?
Yeah, salty banana chips. Go ahead. Ironic name.
I hope you didn't get these.
The prepared squid?
No. The wasabi beef chips.
Oh, no, huh?
No, I know you like wasabi, dude, but this is bad.
All right.
Ugh.
Yay, we don't have to eat them now.
Oh, bleh, bleh. Bleh, that was bad.
You know what two flavors don't really go well together?
What?
Salt and bananas.
Really? I salt my bananas all the time. Don't you ever do that?
No.
No, here, trust me, this is what you want to do. You get a real banana, peel it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just a little shake of salt on it and bite into that and then tell me what you think.
Okay.
I think that actual experience might be okay. I can't speak to these weird chip things, but that's the thing I did as a kid all the time. I still like it. My dad taught me that.
Well, I have a salty plantain chip and a real banana. I will now eat both at the same time and see if that works.
All right.
It
was a horrible error, wasn't it? You've made an error. In your life?
Not something I would
not
do.
Not chosen wisely.
Yeah, you have chosen poorly. Well, good.
No, I vote no.
All right, you vote no?
I vote no.
All right. You are the weakest link. Let's get to...
regular plantain chips, not salted, I love, but...
Yeah. Well, you need to try that real banana thing sometime.
I will.
And then report back and tell me what you think. Daryl, we got any birthdays to celebrate today?
Oh, yeah, it's that time.
Hot damn.
Christopher Shea. He's 45 today. He played four different aliens in three different series.
Oh, well, let's, how old is he?
45.
45. Let's talk to his... he was born... Wow, he's my age. I just realized that. So he was born... Today's his birthday?
Mm-hmm.
He was born while men were on the moon, and I was in the hospital while men were on the moon. Think about that for a second. This is what our mothers said to us in 1969.
You may now give birth.
Or no, someone told our mothers that. Sorry. Our mothers didn't tell us that. Good. Well, happy birthday to him. And he was... Sorry, I missed who he was. What did he play?
He played four different aliens in three different series.
That's great. That's more than I can say about my 45 years. Jeez. Well, to him, we yell a special thing. There you go. Happy birthday, dude. And may it all continue to go well for you. Daryl, back to your question here. We got these four colors. One of these colors of a brain was not in the damn thing, and we don't know which one it is until you tell us. It's either green, red, blue, or yellow.
Well, this question sounds very familiar. Almost like we might have had it before, but maybe not.
Mm. It's not ringing a bell for me, but I know we've done a lot of Triskelion questions, so I don't know.
Yeah, we've done a brain one. Maybe it was something else.
Mm.
But I remember the yellow one and the red one. So it's between green and blue.
All right.
I don't think there was a blue one because I think there was a green one.
You don't think there was a blue one because you think there was a green one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think blue is the one that there is no such thing as.
Well, it's interesting you ask that or say that because our judges will know, and I want you to spay all your pets and neuter your dogs. But I want you to listen closely because this is kind of rad. It's just a nice little refresh, all right? So here we go. Is that correct?
Congratulations. You're a winner.
I forgot the music.
Congratulations.
That's the old one.
You're a winner.
Now it's the new one.
Congratulations. You're wow. a winner.
I think that one is really epic, so we're going to hang on to that one there.
Yeah, for sure.
I like wow. that a lot.
I feel more like a winner when I hear that second one.
I know, right? What's screwed? I forgot to play this, though. That part in the beginning. And then you play the other thing I can't find.
Congratulations!
No, wrong one. Gosh dang
you're
it.
You're a winner.
Go away.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
All right, Daryl, you're a winner.
Wow, I really am this time.
You really are a winner this time. Yeah. Nicely done. There is no blue brain. They are all yellow, red, and green. Here's a clip of Kirk talking about the brains. Sounds like
fun. We use only inferior beings.
We have found that all life forms in the galaxy are capable of superior development. Perhaps you're not as evolved as you believe.
An interesting speculation, Captain. You and your people are most challenging.
Yes, most challenging. It was hoped that such new blood would stimulate our stock of thralls. How unfortunate that you must be destroyed.
Homie.
Homie.
He's sneaking homies in now. Damn it, Mike. All right, nicely done. I want to go watch that episode again. I think that's a fun episode. It's stupid, but it's fun.
I don't remember that one voice sounding so leprechaun-y.
Yeah.
We're going to have to destroy you, Captain.
Your boobs?
Exactly. Little Skeletor there. Daryl will attempt to do this tomorrow. And between now and then, you all should follow him on Twitter at TheTrekNerd. He's also at This Week in Trek at ThisWeekinTrek.com. Find podcasts about Star Trek and the Grumpy Cast. And now we'll play a game called, probably the same as last time. What is it?
Oh, yeah, why not? Star Trek or Harry Potter.
All right, I got a theme for that. It's perfect.
Harry Potter.
Here you go.
Now every city is in peril.
There you go.
Okay, let's see. How about this one? No, this one. Oh, okay, how about this one? Nitrium.
Nitrium?
Nitrium.
1930.
Let's see. Nitrium.
That sounds like a Star Trek thing more than a Harry Potter thing. Nitrium.
Nitrium. Yeah. Eileen Trek. I dated Eileen Trek in seventh grade. Yeah, I think Trek. Yeah. I'm going to agree with Daryl or Brian. What say you?
It is the material used in construction of starships.
See? Yay. Not in wands or other dumb freaking pile of crap. We know. We know how it goes.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It's the news.
And it's brought to you by the following. Levi was diagnosed with autism 6 years ago and is one of three brothers with the same diagnosis. He loves to run, which causes safety issues. This is the main reason we're trying to raise $12,000 for a service dog from Capable Canines of Wisconsin. Visit bit.ly/dogforlevi, capital D-F-L, dog for Levi, to find out more.
I love the idea of a kid and a dog who helps him every day.
Oh, totally.
That's cool. Yep. I know a lot of people get grief for having helper dogs that don't need them. Like, you know, some hipster lady on a flight from Orlando who's like, I need him for what? Companionship, you know, whatever. And then they crap on the plane and then no one wins. But occasionally
Oh, the dog wins.
Yeah, the dog wins. You know, Veronica and Ryan Block were raising. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Veronica today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Veronica.
Another July birthday.
She's Auto-Tune the News should do a special birthday re-recording or birthday manipulation of Ryan's phone call with Comcast.
I completely agree. Something that's super earwormy you can't ever get out of your head.
Right, exactly.
You know what the most...
Why don't you want Fester Cable? Why don't you want Fester Cable?
Yeah, why not? That's funny you say that because I'm going to see if anyone's done any of that.
So oh, okay.
Let's see. Ryan Block, Comcast. Is anyone? Oh, no.
Nobody yet, huh?
There's a lot of people just sort of talking about it.
Sure.
Like a lot of other... This is the state of the internet. Something happens, then everyone else basically wants to claim it as their own for a while.
Right, right.
I'm trying to find... Yeah, there's no nobody...
Just discovered this audio recording of a Comcast employee.
Yeah, I can't... And then some of these are just reposts. People are just putting it up again and again and again, and I don't know why people are doing that. But anyway, there's no... Oh, there is some Star Trek thing. What's this?
This week we saw that an audio clip can...
Nope, somebody else latching on going, we have a... YouTube channel.
This week we saw that.
We saw that, so you should hear about it again.
This week, dogs are funny on the internet.
There is a bit of a regurgitation going on. I mean, hell, you could argue that I do that with the news every day. You know,
sure.
I mean, that's just the way it is, isn't that?
We just regurgitate the Huffington Post, don't we?
Right.
Isn't that what we do?
Well, it's easy because it goes down so bad. You bring it right back up. Nestle Foods. You know, the folks, the chocolate people, and they make other things.
Sure.
They have apologized for a penis shape on their candy bar. A London lawyer, or as I would call him, a... What are they called?
A barrister.
Barrister, thank you.
Yes.
There's also some other word. Barrister? I thought the barristers are...
Are they
the judges? Solicitor?
Solicitor? Yeah, I think that might be it, actually.
Solicitor.
Well, yeah. I know. In 11 seconds, we'll get corrected by the tadpole, so...
Yeah.
We'll just wait for the inevitable.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and continue on. We got
some Brits. They'll tell us.
Yeah.
Nestle mm-hmm. has apologized for the penis shape. London lawyer complained that he bought a candy bar with a penis-like shape printed on it, and the Nestle actually apologized for it. Robin Jacobs, age 31, said he was eating a Milky Bar. Milky Bar. During Sunday's World Cup final and was stunned to see what he called an inappropriate image. What on earth is a penis doing on a kid's chocolate bar? He asked. There's no point denying what it looks like. It is obvious. We can all see it. All right, click that.
I did. Now, here's the thing. So the first thing I did, you know, was looking, okay, yeah, when you bite off everything above and below that shape,
yeah.
It does indeed look like a penis.
Yes. But
however,
in context...
Yeah, well, exactly. I have a picture of the whole candy bar. I'll put it in Skype. Actually, I'll put it in the tadpole.
Yeah. Hold on.
And I'll put it in Skype so you can see it too.
Okay. All right.
My
internet is being lame.
Now, yeah, the when you look at it in context, you say, okay, I'm looking down at the head of a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically there's his horns, there's his eyes. Mm-hmm. He's got some sort of, I guess that's a leash around his nose mm-hmm. or not a leash, but a muzzle
like
kind
a
of
muzzle.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That said.
Yeah. It's very phallic. I mean,
yeah,
these things happen though. Like my experience has been, I can't believe they apologize though. That just seems weird. But my experience has been you can see anything in anything. I mean, case in point, freaking 30 Eagle of the Apocalypse can see anything from anything.
Right. Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm looking around my desk right now.
As we can clearly see.
Clearly. And as we know, I mean, by the way, early warning sign, anytime you think somebody is trustworthy, if they say those things a lot, that's when you start to go,
Right, exactly.
Start to be skeptical there, buddy. But I'm looking around my desk, and I can tell, I can see 7 or 8 items at all. I could totally go, oh my gosh, Canon, I'm so offended by this lens for my camera over here. It looks like a penis.
Right, you exactly.
Know? Like,
Vic, what are you doing? These pens look like penises.
I know. And the people are like, whoa, what kind of penis do you have?
I got a big penis.
So they apologized. They said they were sorry.
This
is the first time customer had noticed the phallic design on the Milky Bar. Tweet from 2012 mentioning its suggestive shape also turned up. Somehow somebody went and found a tweet. They said this statement. Nestle is surprised and sorry to hear that Mr. Jacobs thought the picture of the Milky Bar resembled male genitalia. It is, in fact, an image of a horse's head, not a dragon.
Oh, of course. Not even a dragon.
That makes more sense because now you got the muzzle part, right? There is no intention to mislead or depict anything offensive on our product, and we apologize for any confusion or embarrassment this may have caused. And, of course, most of the words in that are the ones with weird E's at the end because it's to a British guy. All right, so there you go. There's that.
Ironic name. Send another link, which he has in the tadpole. I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
It is a Sun article about a woman who opened up a package of caramel nibbles, Cadbury caramel nibbles.
Yeah.
And found something that also didn't look on the up and up. Well.
Oh, wow.
Looked a little too up and up.
Look at how distraught she looks.
She does. There is definitely some pain and suffering.
I like the terminology here. It's great. A stunned mum nearly choked on her favorite chalks as she found one shaped like a willy. That's fantastic.
Elizabeth McClure, 38, was tucking into a packet of Cadbury's nibbles when she picked out the saucy sweet.
What is with this?
Wow. It's like the Huffington Post on steroids.
I know. Yeah. Right? It's like the Monty Python did a sketch about it. That's a hoot. This is just a brief mention, but I don't know if you knew this or not. I'm not trying to be all penis-y in the first part of the show here, but did you know that you can engrave a penis on your iPad, but not a vagina? No, I don't mean the image. I mean the word, the name.
Oh, uh-huh.
So if you go there now and you say, do you want to engrave your iPad? There's always that option when you check out. You can say yes, and you can put the word penis, but you cannot put the word vagina.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that a little, seems a little weird? Doesn't it seem a little weird? I mean, my guess is it's probably just a goof, you know? They probably don't want either of those things to be potentially, you know, on there, I suppose. But it's a bunch of people are crying, oh, Apple, you sexist pigs.
Right.
You won't allow.
I don't understand why you just can't have anything you want engraved on your iPad.
Yeah.
It seems silly.
It's your iPad. Yeah. It should be whatever. And why not give a little giggle to the nice Chinese guy in that factory, you know?
Mm.
Oh, this guy asked for penis. Like that. It's a terrible voice.
You could, if you're hiding it in like the pen is mightier than the sword or something like that.
Yeah, or Pen Island.
Yeah.
Which is penis land. Anyway. Man allegedly.
Badge is okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah, totally.
So maybe you could do, put that badge in a...
Give me a piece of your Vegemite sandwich. There you go. Man allegedly finds rusty nail in his food, and then the food is aptly named Just Salad. Maybe the staff members thought he needed the iron. Ha ha ha. It's Jezebel.com.
It's not even a HuffPo. No, wow.
But you know, they're cut from the same ilk. Shawl Stone visited Chelsea's Just Salad for lunch yesterday.
Chelsea.
Is it always spelled with a S-E-A?
Uh-huh, yep.
Well, shoot. What's the Chelsea
Handler?
Yeah, so it's...
Chelsea Lately, also.
She spells her that way?
Yep.
Okay, All right, well, what do I know? Chelsea's Just Salad is the name of the restaurant, right?
Yes.
For lunch yesterday, and feeling adventurous, ordered a tandoori fire salad instead of his usual Thai chicken crunch. When Stone started eating, however, he found that whoever made the salad had supplied him with one extra ingredient. It wasn't love. It was a rusty nail.
It wasn't love.
No.
Oh, man.
How would you like to find a rusty nail in your salad?
That would be horrendous. It would be pretty easy to find, though, I would think.
There's a video floating around of that sushi with the worm in it. Have you seen that?
I don't want to see that.
I want to show you that, though.
If you send me a link, I will not even click it.
I want you to see this so bad that, yep, here it is.
So I'm looking at the photo. I don't
see. Oops, sorry, there's sound on that. Yes, what now?
I'm looking at the photo of the cell and I don't see the rusty nail. Oh, there it is.
Do you see
right
it?
They're peeking out behind cucumber.
Probably just fell in there. That's why I don't trust restaurants ever.
Ever.
There's a video that you should watch. I just put in your chat. of a thing. I won't tell you what it is, but it's,
oh really? Oh okay. Yeah. I'll just click that blindly.
Yeah, it's gotta, I think you should just click that and.
Yeah, I see it. You know, just the fact that you put a link to it in the tadpole automatically pulls it up. So now I see it.
You see it moving yet?
No.
Look, you should watch it move. Ugh. It's really bad. It's raw sushi, so it's like a, you know.
Well, yeah, that's I usually get that. That's tuna. That's, you know, that's.
That's the way you want it, right? That's real sushi.
That's my go-to.
Yeah, this isn't the freaking wrapped California roll from the grocery store that some guy made 4 days ago. We're talking about the
sushi
fresh business.
Worms. Sushi isn't supposed to have worms. You know what, though? You can use that worm, and you can catch more fish and have more sushi.
Is that how you like? Okay, good.
Boom, bright side.
Take that, lemons. You're now lemonade.
Now you have the ability to get more sushi.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there. Sponsoring the show today, be your own super action figure hero. The Kick-Ass LLC company putting this together. It's a kick-ass Kickstarter. And it's currently running, created by three friends who make action figures that look just like you as a superhero. And we've seen this. It's rad. Mm-hmm. You should go check it out. You can actually link straight over to it by going to youkickass.com. That'll take you to the Kickstarter.
You kick ass.
You kick ass. Not me. Not Brian.
No. You.
Take it upon yourself. Frog Pants listeners have the opportunity to be among the first to create and receive their personalized super action. Bah, I keep saying super action. Superhero action figures by backing the Kickstarter and helping that campaign reach its stretch goals. Donations of 50 or more include a personalized hero with higher pledge levels receiving additional heroes and gifts. It's in its final week, the final throws. It ends on July 23rd. So that's what? What's today? 21st?
21st, so Wednesday.
2 days, Wednesday, yeah. Head over to bit.ly/youkickass or youkickass.com. Become a backer. They're totally cool. They 3D print your head, put it on one of these archetype heroes, and it can be yours right now.
It's so cool.
Go check it out. It's pretty rad. Okay, we're doing this now.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
Join us now for Celebrity Probst. Brought to you by.
For the love of bacon, by a sweet, wonderful Korean grandma. Go to Kickstarter and search for Cooking with Granny and support Caroline's cooking show. I said bacon.
Ooh. Korean grandma food cooking show? That sounds great.
That does sound great.
Oh my gosh. I haven't actually looked at this Kickstarter. I want to see it.
I want to say that this is comes to us from Andreas, right?
Yes, you are correct. Oh, here it is. Oh, and they reached the goal. Yay, they're funded. Oh, and look at her. She's adorable. Episode 1, Grandma making kimchi.
Aww.
Oh, look at her. She's a sweet little Korean lady. I am all in on that. I'm really stoked that happened. Okay.
That's cool.
Anyway, I'm a sucker for really sweet old ladies.
Mm.
I like them all. They're so nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sweet old men.
Till they see something racist.
Well, yeah. She's not that old yet. James Garner, witty, handsome leading man. Maverick.
Yeah.
You got your Rockford Files. Jim Rockford. Yep. Has died at the age of 86.
Aww.
Natural causes, they say here. They don't get in specifics, but I'm sure he died the way I want to. It's just like in your sleep or whatever, you know?
Perfect. Yeah.
James Garner, the wry and handsome leading man who slid seamlessly between television and the movies, best known for the amiable gambler Brett Maverick in the 50s Western Maverick and the cranky sleuth Jim Rockford in the 1970s series The Rockford Files, died on Saturday night in his home in Los Angeles. He was 86 years old. Jennifer Allen, his publicist, said he died of natural causes. So I was thinking about this. He is among that group of actors who I knew I was going to be sad when I saw them die. Mm-hmm. And they're not even really of my generation, really. I mean, I've seen a lot of this stuff, and I, of course, admired his work. And I remember as a kid seeing old Maverick episodes from, you know, well before I was born.
Sure.
And Rockford Files just had that great... So good.
Yeah.
But you just couldn't deny the man's charm. And then, like, he's in The Great Escape. He's in something more recent that he was really... Oh, he's in The Notebook.
Space Cowboys, wasn't
he? He's the only part of The Notebook I like. And you're right. Space Cowboys is one of the cowboys in there.
Yes.
um, Yeah, I just really, yeah. really like him. What
Always
is not to like?
Just a super nice guy, you know? Mm-hmm. He just came across as a very genuine, cool character.
Right, I completely agree. And he, by all accounts, by people who know him or whatever, truly the nicest guy. Like, mm-hmm. genuinely a really sweet guy who, you know, was a great husband and good dad and just all around awesome guy. So I'm sad. He's one of those guys you just... Yeah. I remember when what's his name? The other James. Our home cooking soup. Hey, Martha. what's his name?
Oh, Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart. When he died...
Home cooking soup. Is that one of the... Is that a famous Jimmy Stewart line?
He did some old commercial, I think.
Mary, you want the moon? I'll throw up a lasso and pull the moon down for you.
And make some home cooking soup while you're
out. Some home cooking soup while you wait. Hello, Bedford Falls home cooking soup kitchen.
Home cooking soup kitchen. I just feel like it's like there's a certain class of actor or famous type that we don't make very much of anymore.
No, that's a Hollywood that's sadly long gone by, you know?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other examples. Like, I can't right now. Crap. Ernest Borgnine was one.
Yeah, right.
Like, there's an era there, and he was part of that era.
Bob Hope.
Sure. Rickle's still kicking it, man. That guy. She's still performing every day.
Clooney comes pretty close to that. I mean, he's got the suave, debonair.
He's definitely got the look. By all accounts, though, he treats women like cars, so I don't know if that's good.
Well, he's marrying one, so he's finally buying a car instead of just renting.
Yeah. And I hate to say this, but we didn't do the episode because we're doing it next week because of schedule stuff. But the episode of Return of the Rotten Tomatoes or the
Return of Killer Tomatoes,
Killer Tomatoes features a very young George Clooney in a mullet. And I have to say, you can see even in there, he was going to be able to act and do more things than this.
Yes. Destined for greatness.
Even in that crap that movie is, you could say, he's going to, there's something different going on with him. Anyway,
Ironic Name points out William H. Macy is kind of our Jimmy Stewart. I would even argue Billy Bob Thornton.
Sure. But he's got that crazy personal life, you know? Like, I feel like the difference here is like, yes, these are character actors who you like their work, but I'm looking for Andy Taylor types and Jim Rockford Andy types.
Griffith, Andy Griffith. Sure.
Yeah.
I still think that, a lot of the Billy Bob Thornton stuff came from when he was dating Angelina Jolie. And I think the crazy was spread pretty thick and wide there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't just on him.
She brought plenty to the table.
Yeah.
I don't know what calmed her down so much with Brad Pitt. Maybe he just kept flipping her off behind her back and yelling something about 12 monkeys. I don't know what happened there.
Know your doses.
You see Sci-Fi's doing a series, a 12 monkey series. Did you see this?
What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that. Really?
Yeah, the trailer looks kind of interesting, but I don't know if I trust Siffy or
not. Does that work? How do you do a 12 monkeys series?
I don't know. It's weird. It's like they're going to just, I can't tell. It looks weird. In name only at this point.
You know what? I guess I really enjoyed the Fargo series a lot. I loved the Fargo.
Yeah, you got to give it a chance, right?
Exactly. And I would have said the same thing. It's like, how are they going to do a Fargo series? But it was so damn good.
Well, now you got the duck on the 3-cent stamp. So there you go. here's just a little walk down memory lane here for you. Here we go. James Garner in.
Hello.
This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
All right.
You are full of bullshit, my friend. I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue.
Oh, that's someone's faking that. That's someone.
That what is that? That's from another movie.
Your ass.
Oh my gosh, I love that theme.
Yeah, that music is great.
It's so of the time, but man.
What was that? I totally recognize that little movie clip, though. That
I will sue you for everything
it.
You've got.
Yes. It's like John Turturro or...
Let me go back.
You are full of bullshit, my friend. I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Andy Kaufman.
Andy Kaufman on Letterman that night.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody's exactly dorking around and putting that in here, obviously, but... what a cool intro, though. Gosh. You know what? Was that streaming anywhere? Who's got that?
Oh, Rockford Files? Yeah, I don't know.
I want to watch it. He's got those patches on his elbows. Come on. So good. All right. Anyway, rest in peace there, James Garner. Cool guy.
And also made an appearance in the Maverick movie.
With Paul Gibson. He played his dad, right?
There too. Yep.
Yep. Oh, spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Damn
it. It kind of is one.
Nobody's going to see that now.
Nope. See The Great Escape, though, if you guys haven't lately. Him and McQueen and all those dudes are great in that.
Yeah.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. There's a lot of of the's in that title. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Staying atop the box office for a second weekend in a row. It's done well. It's still ruling the North American box office second week in a row, $36 million this weekend. This is beat The Purge, the second little Purge movie sequel. Mm-hmm. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes benefited from strong reviews and strong performances of its prequels, dipping 50% from its $72.6 million opening week. Made on $170 million budget, which actually seems cheap based on what I saw. I kind of surprised they only spent $170 million. Anyway, sequel to 2011's Rise of the Planet of the Apes has grossed $138.9 million so far. Closest to dethroning Dawn was The Purge. The horror thriller debuted in second place with 28.4. That only cost $9 million to make. I think they did well. Yeah. Let's see, Anarchy, which is this Purge Anarchy thing, is the first horror film since last September to open to more than $20 million, although it could not compete with the first movie's $34.1 million opening.
Have you seen either of the Purge movies? Well, I guess you haven't seen
this one. I haven't seen either of them. But yeah. This is that, for the next 24 hours, all crime is legal.
Exactly, yes.
I love the concept, mm-hmm. but I have not partaken. I keep hearing the sequel's way better than the first one. That's all I keep hearing.
Interesting. Okay.
So maybe I just skip to the second. I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe film sack one day. Who knows? That's it for that. Thank you for all of that news. Harry's sponsoring today's show.
Yay!
Yeah, Harry's razors, man. I got
shave better with Harry's.
Right, and not only that, save money. So here's the deal: you're sick of paying those Gillette prices for those weird blades you're paying way too much money for, but mm-hmm. they're all space age and stuff. But they're all kind of bullcrap. Like. How much more?
72 blades on one razor head.
Right. And the kind of edge that only space aliens know how to make or whatever. And it's like, no, dude, they're just razors, you know? Calm down, everyone.
Right.
Well, we want to be able to save you a little money. $5 off your first purchase by entering the code MORNINGSTREAM. Last week I told everyone it was morning. It's not. It's MORNINGSTREAM. They changed
it. MORNINGSTREAM. Okay.
My bad. Oops. And they're awesome. I want you guys to go check them out at harrys.com. That's harrys.com. And that code is MORNINGSTREAM for $5 off your first purchase. Shave smart. All right. That's what I'm asking you to do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, major spoilers. Own Steven Schleicher will be here. We got a bunch of cool stuff to talk to him about. We got your emails and we got more. But before all of that, some kind of music, please.
Sure. All right. This one goes out to Randy from Newfoundland, Canada. Right. Says, hey, Bob and Doug. Good day. Longtime listener since the ELR days here. All the Frog Pants shows have been great entertainment for the last few years for me and have gotten me through some dark times, especially TMS. And I don't think he means that TMS is one of those dark times. I think he means that that's one that's worked well for him.
I hope so.
In light of these, I would like to request the cover of Bush's Come Down by Mayday Parade off the latest Punk Goes series. No time frame here. Just would like to hear it sometime this summer. Holes in my coins, though. Let's try it one more time. Holes in my coins, though. Randy from Newfoundland, Canada.
See, proof.
Sure enough, that's a good song. It's a good one, a good request. Mayday Parade, these Punk Goes 90s and Punk Goes acoustic and stuff like that, they are so hit or miss, and sometimes they just have these great gems on them. Other times it's like, okay, I see what they were going for. The latest one is a little too screamy metal for me, but oh well, hey, what are you gonna do? Yeah. But this is the one, this is the Punk Goes 90s series, volume 2. Bush, Come Down, covered here by Mayday Parade.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
cut me right back down to size. Sleep the day, let it fade. Who is there to take your place? No one knows, never will. Mostly me, mostly you. What do you say? Do you do? When it all comes down, I don't wanna come back down from this cloud. It's taken me all this time to find out what I need. I don't wanna come back down from this cloud. It's taken me all this time. Only shame. When you beg, you just complain. The more I come, more I try. All police are paranoid. Well, so am I. So's the future. So are you. Be a creature. Do you say? Do you do? When it all comes down, I don't wanna come back down from this cloud.
Bachman. Now, I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but as a scientist, I'm concerned about Rick Perry's one-man mission to eradicate HPV. If you didn't know, Rick Perry, as governor of Texas, forced the HPV vaccine into the tiny, frail arms of innocent 12-year-old girls. Now, I have a lot of problems with this. Number one, everyone knows vaccines are dangerous!
What?
The Morning Stream. You got your Trek nerd in my chin beard. You got your chin beard in my Trek nerd.
Oh,
Okay, we're back.
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's good to be back.
Yes.
It was a lovely song. Got me in the mood to call Steven.
Good. He'll be glad.
Right?
He'll be glad that that worked so well.
Look, anytime we're in the mood for Steven is a good time. And why should today be any different? Here's his theme.
And a caveman.
Hey, it's Steven Schleicher. Hello, Steve.
And hello. Good morning, Monday.
Anyone ever call you Steve? Or is it always just Steve?
Time.
Oh, really?
All the time.
That sounds weird to me to call you Steve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there were like, you know, Steven's a popular name for our age group. When I was in high school, our high school had 200 people in the entire high school. Mm. And there were five Steves. Stevens.
That's a lot of Steves.
Yeah.
I still get called Steve by accident all the time by people who just forget that it's not Steve. I don't know why. Get it all the time.
That's not just people like, you know, changing your name or using a shortened form of your name. That's a whole different name.
They're like, oh, hey, Steve. They'll say, hey, Steve, what's going on, Steve? I'm like, shite. How long do I have to know a guy before you know my name isn't Steve? Somebody the other day suggested I change my name, my public name, to Scotty Johnson, because that would separate me more from the sea of Scott Johnsons that exist.
Ooh, yeah, no, I don't think so.
I agree. It's terrible. I would never
Scooter,
do that.
Scooter Johnson.
Yeah, Scooter Jansen. J-A-N-S-E-N. Yep. There's my new stage
name. What's your middle initial?
B.
B.
Scotty B.
Scotty B. Johnson.
Scotty B.
Sounds like a boy band.
It does.
Totally does.
Or a bad like DJ in the L.A. market. Scotty B. in the morning. Steven Schleicher comes on the show and does major spoilers. That's the site he runs, and it's fantastic, and it's where I go to get my favorite pop culture news and information, and also where I'll be going to get all the latest when it comes to happenings there in San Diego at the Comic-Con this year.
Crazy time this week.
Yeah, crazy week. And already a bunch of big news. Let's start with Marvel's apparently already got five more movies in the queue. What the hell are these? What's going on?
Yeah, we knew that Phase 3 was going to be announced very soon and some of the movies that were going to be announced from that. But it looks like before they even tell us what all the movies are in Phase 3, they've already got the dates picked out. We've got two of them in 2017, July 28th and November 3rd, two in 2018, July 6th and November 2nd, and then one already in May of 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
2019.
Yeah. Well, we know that we've got some movies. You know, we know Ant-Man's coming up, but they haven't announced. They have announced Doctor Strange, but we don't know what the date for that is. So there's one of the dates there. We know that there's going to be an Avengers 3. There's an Avengers 3 date, and we know that there's going to be more than likely a Thor and another Captain America movies all lining up in those slots. So there you go. There's probably five movies that we're going to hear about this week.
My son will be 19 that year.
In 2019?
Yeah, he's 14 now. That's just crazy talk. I can't deal with the way time is moving, or that Marvel has this stuff figured out that far ahead.
You can have one of those cats in the cradle moments. Come on, son, let's go see a Marvel movie's latest release. Sorry, Dad, can I have the car keys?
Yeah, please.
And the cats in the
love
cradle and the
film. I could find the time. So I don't understand. I guess I kind of understand how they would skeletally lay out dates, right? Because it makes sense to kind of lock in where you want to be, but maybe they don't even know what movies will fill these slots. Maybe they have some idea.
I think they know what the movies are. They're just not going to announce them yet just because of, you know, things are going to change. I mean, look what happened to the Ant-Man movie and how quickly that things changed in that. And I'm sure that this week we're going to find out what at least three of those other five movies are this week at the Comic-Con. Yeah. So I have no doubt. I think this is just one of those instances where they had to lock in some dates, and Hollywood being Hollywood knows anytime those calendar dates change, and they're just like, oh, here's Marvel with these things ahead of time, or Disney or whoever that was scheduling it.
Right.
But, you know, today, the way that these studios are jockeying for those summer and holiday releases, you know, it's not going to surprise me that we're going to see Disney come out here pretty soon with movies all the way out to 2021.
Yeah, this wouldn't be a shock.
Yeah.
A major shock. That's your new site, by the way. Major shock.
Major shock.
Yeah, yeah. Get on that. Like this news that Captain Cold has been announced and cast for the Flash TV series, and it's dude from Prison Break, right?
Yeah. It's the guy that was breaking out of prison or attempted to for how many seasons?
Too many of them. When the first season, first season of that show, really good and interesting stuff. Second season, okay. After that, Well, we have driven this car too far into the wrong direction. It's not good.
The longest prison break ever.
Yeah, it was bad, but that first season's awesome. Really good.
Yeah, Wentworth Miller is the person cast as Captain Cold for the upcoming Flash season. Mm-hmm. And here's the interesting thing. They did say that because it's already been set up that the Flash and Arrow share the exact same universe, that we're going to see a lot of crossover between characters and villains throughout the couple of seasons, and that it's going to be done naturally and not ham-fisted in. Although
good.
I think really what they mean is we're going to ham-fist it in, but we're going to tell you that it seems natural.
Well, I mean, they've improved Arrow so much
over
its beginnings, and I feel like they've got the right ideas in terms of what the tone of this thing needs to be moving forward. So I'm more excited about Flash hitting the ground running. I don't mean that as a that's stupid. But you know what I mean? Like, they can start right away, and already I feel like they already know more about what worked and didn't with Arrow, so they can do it right from the get-go. Yeah. I also think a lot of the tonal shift on Arrow is reflecting DC's scramble to match Marvel in terms of tone and get away from being the WB freaking pretty people at the club TV show and actually be a hero show. So all of that stuff is good. I have a funny quote my son said last night I want to share with you, okay?
Okay.
Son said this last night about Pretty Little Liars, a WB, they're not WB anymore, what are they? CW.
CW
show about a bunch of ridiculously pretty girls, supposedly all in high school.
And all liars.
All liars, right? Oh. So anyway, son says this because my wife, she thinks it's really great trashy TV. It's like guilty pleasure crap. She likes it. I hate it. I don't want to be anywhere near it. But my son says this while an episode was on last night. He says, Pretty Little Liars is about a few 30-year-old high school students who think they're being followed by Glove Man. I just thought it was the greatest thing ever because there's this guy that you only ever see him putting gloves on and sneaking around, and they never show who he is, but he's apparently stalking all the girls, and he's got the make of it, man. Piece of crap show. It's so bad. Yeah. Anyway, watch for Captain Cold coming soon, I guess.
Yes, and for those people that are attending the San Diego Comic-Con, they will be able to see season premieres or series premieres of Flash, Arrow, Constantine, Gotham, and one more. I forget what the other one is. They'll be showing all those pilot episodes at the convention.
Do you worry we're heading toward a saturation point that's dangerous for hero content for movies and TV and stuff? Do you feel like we passed that? Okay.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't bother you that... Not bother you, but I don't know. You know how these things
my whole business model is built on superheroes?
Well, no, this is good. This is good.
It doesn't keep me awake at all.
No. This is good for you. I don't mean that. I guess the worry is that, well, like anything, these things come and they ebb and flow, right?
Yeah,
and I've been saying for years that I feel like the zombie genre had gotten so oversaturated, but it shows no sign of slowing. So maybe the hero stuff and maybe genre stuff in general is just going to, it's no longer going to be under the weight of its own success, and it will just continue to be fine.
Yeah, I think we're at the point now where it's generally accepted. I don't think there's going to be a huge backlash. But the other thing that people have to remember is comic book adaptations have been being made for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ghost World and Road to Perdition, those kind of movies are movies based on comic books. So I don't think we're going to see the end of comic book movies.
Right.
I think that we may see a slacking off probably in about 3 years of superhero-related movies.
I think people would be surprised if you go actually look up a list of comic book movie adaptations, how many of them are not cape and cowl, straight up, you know, tights, men in tights type stuff.
Yep.
So there's some changes coming to Marvel characters, specifically Iron Man. He's always kind of been a dick, but now he's a dick again.
They basically said, hey, remember back when Tony Stark was a war profiteer and he was a real dick and wasn't a super nice guy? Yeah. Well, we're going to make sure that he's self-obsessed, cunning, superficial, and superior once more.
Yeah.
So that is going to be coming up, I think, in November is when the new Iron Man kicks off. He's going to get a whole new suit, all white. And so that should be interesting. That's the Superior Iron Man debuts in November.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
like an enamel finish type look or something.
Yeah, that stuff always shows the dirt though.
Yeah, you're right though. It does.
It is very Portal though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Well, it depends on how. I think it depends.
And he's wearing it after Labor Day. Come on.
Is this the thing? Tim Gunn's not in this stuff. That was old, right? That whole Tim Gunn thing I was talking about last week. Somebody,
old designers.
Somebody emailed me and said, no, Tim Gunn was in the Iron Man suit like years ago. Like this is not a new thing they're doing. But this is part of the continuing. I mean, we talked at length last week on the show about the Falcon and being the new Cap, and Thor being a girl for a while, and people trying to explain to people, no, this isn't Thor turning into a girl. This isn't them reimagining Thor as a girl.
Right.
This is a girl who can pick up the damn thing and is worthy of the hammer. So relax and let's let the story think. But anyway, the point is that all this stuff was happening. Is this Iron Man is a dick part of the parade of we're doing weird stunt moves here at Marvel?
Yeah, so if you look, they did do the Sam Wilson is Captain America. Iron Man is getting a new suit of clothes and is becoming a dick. There's a female Thor. And there's a whole new Avengers team. So if you go and look and see who's all on the new Avengers, you're going to have Bucky Barnes. You're going to have Angela from the Image Universe who's come over.
Oh, yeah.
You've got new Thor, Iron Man, Captain America. What is it? Kid Devil, I think is his name.
Kid Devil.
You've got the new Nick Fury. I think
is
that's
that
no,
Inferno,
no, no. That's
or is that something separate?
Oh, maybe that's Inferno.
Yeah.
And then you've got Deathlok. You've got Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Scarlet Witch. What's Medusa? So that looks to be the whole new lineup.
And White Iron Man, right?
Iron Man.
Yeah. So I am most curious. That whole thing's fine. Whatever. There's your Avengers. Good deal.
Yep.
Interesting stories could come from all that.
That's the whole thing. I mean, if you're going to change up a character, mm-hmm. I mean, and the cool thing with the Falcon is that he's keeping the wings and we're going to see a flying Captain America.
Yeah. But I'm mostly...
So that means you get to learn new things. This character being the new character and experiencing being Captain America for the first time. Just like when we went through this whole... Peter Parker is dead, spoiler, and Doc Ock took over his body,
spoiler.
And we had a whole, 9 months to a year of stories of this villain learning what it means to become a hero and really embracing becoming the Peter Parker hero and the Spider-Man hero, spoilers, before everything reverted back.
And this is what this is the thing. We want this.
We don't know that we want it. We want to bitch and complain.
No, we want to think that it all sucks because you're changing things that are supposed to never change. But there's no learning or growth or expanding or and stuff if you don't mess around a little bit. You got to have this.
Right.
The comics are the perfect place to do this. Sure, your marquee movies are always going to be a Chris Hemsworth-like dude as Thor. That's just going to be the way those go. They're never going to bring a lady in there to do it unless this story takes off so huge that they got to figure out a way to make it a bigger deal for more mainstream audiences. But the comics are where you can experiment and try new ideas, and we should never have a problem with this because it's all going to revert anyway.
Yeah,
Steve Rogers is coming back, guys. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, he'll get an injection of a super soldier serum once again. Spoiler.
Or something like that. Hope he kisses Angela, and that's how it brings it back.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? It just occurred to me. That 5 movie dates, and we've got a new Avengers team.
Yeah.
We may be looking at some of our movies that are coming up. If you look, we've got our Winter Soldier in there. We've got our new Avengers team in there.
Doctor Strange has always been a rumor.
Doctor Strange is definitely coming. Mm-hmm. We've got Deathlok from the S.H.I.E.L.D. television series. We've got Ant-Man coming. We've got Scarlet Witch, who's in the upcoming Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. So that just leaves what are those gods guys up on the moon with Medusa?
The Inhumans.
The Inhumans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, there's been rumors that since Marvel doesn't have the X-Men franchise for movies, that the Inhumans are going to be the new X-Men.
Wasn't there some talk that they were going to get to be able to use the word mutant again? Didn't I hear this someplace?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that either.
There was some deal they made recently where they said, you can say mutant. It's fine or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it was.
So
who's the chick with all the hair? Who's the lady with all the hair in that?
That's Medusa.
Oh, that's Medusa. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Black Bolt's girlfriend.
I'm not a huge...
I haven't
really followed either of them very much, but everyone else on here I'm excited about. Now, the whole Angela thing, just real quick, I want to touch on that.
God.
Weird, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's weird. This is it's a character from the Spawn universe.
Yeah, from Todd McFarlane.
She came out of Spawn, went off and did her own thing, and I want to say somebody else was chiefly responsible for her other than Todd.
There was a big lawsuit over, that was a bunch of the Spawn stuff. But.
But anyway, what a weird thing. Weird. I mean, she's Thor-like in some ways, or maybe even more like Hot Girl or something.
Like Sif even.
I would say Sif, yeah.
But I'm into that. I think I don't know why I'm excited about that. I shouldn't be. It's weird.
I just think it's crazy to see her in the Marvel universe. It's just we want to pay you a whole bunch of money so we can have Angela come into our universe, and then we're not even going to use her.
Because
she's been in that universe for almost a year now.
Yeah.
And she's been in a dozen comics.
It's like Microsoft buying Nokia. Then what the hell to do with it? You know, it's like, we got Angela now. What do you guys want to do? make Angela comics? Nah, I don't know. That doesn't sound
Let's put her in the Avengers. Okay. Yeah.
Avengers is a good place. It's a good starter job for your crossover image of refuse. Anyway, that's interesting stuff. I wonder if this will, we'll see any more of this in the future. Like, they buy, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a cool, like Wetworks or somebody, or, you know, some other weird Marvel. Oh,
that's still over at DC, isn't it? Wetworks.
Wetworks is it? Oh, they are now. You're right. Because they left. Yeah. They're part of Top Cow, not Top Cow, but Jim Lee's deal, Wildstorm.
Yep.
Which all got absorbed over there. So that's a good point. But, you know, like, what's the dragon one of Eric Larson's Savage Dragon? Like something that. Like, if Galaxies does well, I'm just saying, I feel like if Galaxies does well, that swings the doors open for the weird comics. The stuff you that isn't quite mainstream down to earth. You know what I mean?
You want to talk about weird non-mainstream. Archer and Armstrong has been picked up from Valiant Entertainment to be turned into a major motion picture.
Oh, wow.
That is, you know, that's like, Valiant over the last couple of years has really resurrected their company and all the characters. But I mean, talk about a series that was popular in the 90s and then just fell apart because the company couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's getting a movie deal. And yet we don't have an Invincible movie in the works yet.
Right, which is crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah. That thing's so perfect for movie making.
Oh, yeah, it is, especially with some of the things that are going on now. And I don't know why. I don't know if Robert Kirkman is just too wrapped up with Walking Dead stuff for television and still riding that wave. But Invincible, I think, would be a better opportunity for him than anything else he's got going
on. I completely agree. Or TV, make that a regular series.
Yeah, that would be a great great series.
Because that show is that comic is so deep and long and has so many ups and downs. I feel like TV is almost the only place you can get away with it.
Well, and you'd have to make it on a cable channel because of all the bloody violence. And people are getting their guts ripped out every other week.
Yeah, what a great book that is.
And Why the Last Man, is that still in?
I haven't heard anything about Why the Last Man in a while. I know that it was one of the titles that was brought up during Nikki Fink's big, here are the next big upcoming movies from Warner Brothers, and I know Why was in there, and I know that they're still working on it.
Well, it's still, so Dan Trachtenberg, who's directing, was on the Totally Rad Show and is a friend of the show. We chat here and there. He's not saying anything to me or anyone that I know of in our sort of circle of internet contacts that's specifically about the work or the shoot, but it sounds like he is busily at it. So I think it's still going. I think that there's maybe, I bet that thing is challenging as hell.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Well, it looks like there's something here that says that they need to start shooting this year or else the company that's doing it may lose the rights to
Oh, so they had to get on it. Maybe they're just trapped in writing hell right now or something. Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Could be.
So he's not saying, but he seems to be pretty up and positive about what he's up to now, right now. And I think this is the project. So I don't know. We'll have to see. I'm very excited about that if it can get pulled off the way it needs to.
I'm going to bet we're going to hear a lot of cool movie and television stuff coming out of the San Diego Comic Con.
Probably
week.
Right. I'm guessing. Yeah.
So I mean, you just do a rundown of just the schedules on the days and see who's there and what's there. Yeah. And it looks to be some good announcements are going to be made.
Big year for that, I think. So in that vein, two questions I want to ask you before we let you go. And one is, will Groot be this year's number one cosplay?
I think it's going to be, there's going to be some people that are tempted. I'm going to bet it's Rocket Raccoon.
Because
It's that one's a little bit easier. Groot is much, much harder.
But
you don't have to work on a script for Groot.
Yeah.
There you go. Although for me, I just go out and pick up some branches and duct tape them to my arm.
Groot.
Yeah, I just say I'm Groot a lot. Because here's what I'm suspecting. I suspect people bringing kids will cosplay their kids as Rocket Raccoon.
Yep.
You see that video floating around of the little kid in the Predator suit?
Oh,
my gosh. That's the cutest damn thing I ever saw. And super good, by the way. That was an amazing Predator suit. It would scare me if you didn't take the mask off. Anyway, lots of little kids as Rocket Raccoon. And then I'll bet you anything, Groot is all over the damn place, ranging from, like you said, taping branches to yourself to, like, completely badass, amazing, you know, molded suits.
The cosplay at Comic-Con just blows my mind every year. Yeah. And that's not even the biggest cosplay event of the year in North America. There are just so many great cosplayers out there that are going to descend on San Diego.
Yeah.
We're going to see some very cool stuff pop up.
I can't explain. Okay, so that was question number one. Question number two, do you have a prediction as to what the biggest, most seismic announcement will be for movies, for comics, for something?
Yeah, I actually did make I made 10 predictions that I expected we would hear at Comic-Con or before, and already four of them have come true. The biggest one is we will see, this is my prediction, that we're going to see the Justice League up on stage.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And here are all the actors playing them. This is your Justice League. See you in 3 years.
So confirmation on not only the actors, but the characters they'll play, which we've never had a full confirmation on.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
You know, whether Martian Manhunter is there or not, or, you know, that kind of stuff. Who knows?
That's the biggest one. I mean, last year they pulled it out. Warner Brothers pulled it out with the announcement of Batman Superman, and they just kind of dropped it on everybody. With everybody talking about Justice League, and they've announced the Justice League movie's coming up, they're going to have to pull something out of their hat to top Marvel, and it's going to have to be, here is your entire Justice League.
So you're going
to
have Henry and you're going to have Affleck up on the same stage, same time. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
probably
a big deal.
Probably Matt Damon, Jason Momoa.
Matt Damon, wait, what's he doing?
You know, Aquaman. I don't know. I don't know about Aquaman because everybody's saying Jason Momoa as Aquaman and I see him more of a Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
I actually see Matt Damon as more of a Green Lantern.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
He could be Flash, though.
I don't think so, Flash.
You don't think so? Green Lantern, maybe, yeah. Pretty good
Hal
Jordan.
You see him with, what's it? Not Hal Jordan, but Bowl Cut.
Right. I know
Guy Gardner.
The other
Guy
one.
Guy Gardner? Yeah, Guy Gardner.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
He could do it.
Although, if they did it, if they were smart, they would do a Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
As a Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm. Right. We don't mean
and not
comedian.
Jon Stewart,
yeah.
The...
We don't mean the snarky Daily Show host, no. That'd be awesome, though. I'd be into that. I've seen him in the he was good in the what was it the what was that high school one, Brian?
The faculty.
The faculty. He can pull this off. He's had a pencil in the eye. He knows what he's doing.
And introducing Jon Stewart as Jon Stewart. Wait a minute, that's not right.
Do you predict any sort of somebody coming on stage like Hiddleston or somebody like they did last time, showing up as Loki and doing like a little reenactment out there?
I think we may not. If we were looking at Marvel, it wouldn't surprise me if there is an Ultron type event, and there
have,
are some
Spader come up there. And...
Yeah, dressed as Spider-Man
with his gut and his disheveled hair, and the whole Spader thing would be great.
Yeah.
Just sitting there going, yeah, I'm playing Ultron.
You can't date her; she's from the wrong side of the tracks.
I was in Crash, not the good one, but the one where people had sex after a car accident. Well, all right. If majorspoilers.com didn't exist, I don't know where I'd get all my good info next week or this week for all the stuff that's coming. Any particular things you want to make sure people keep their eyes on?
Let's see. Oh, I would just say check out the website because the minute that Wednesday hits, it's going to be nonstop craziness for 4 days, five days.
Mm.
And we'll be covering as much as we can. And if you've got tips, see something that we missed, send them our way and we will get it up on the site.
Sounds good to me. Tips and tricks, everybody. It's Steven Schleicher, Major Spoilers on Twitter. Steven, have a great week. We'll see you next time.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Push the button.
I can't find it.
Push the button.
There it is. Found it. I found it. It's all good from here. All right.
Push the button.
Our friends at Tweaked Audio would like to remind you that they
have a teak wood looking thing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, tiki. Remember the what was the deal on the Brady Bunch where they had to go to Hawaii and get the tiki thing?
Well, no, Bobby found a tiki and it was bad luck and it made a spider crawl on him and bad things happen, so they had to go and throw it into the fires of Mordor or something.
Nobody else does this with TV shows now, the way they jump
Modern
sharks
Family,
back then.
Modern Family completely does.
Well, they do, but they did
every,
it
every year. They've got, like, they go to Disneyland or they go to Hawaii or Australia or stuff
sure,
like that.
But they do that almost in an, it's almost like an homage to the way the people used to do it, and they don't introduce supernatural things into it. This is what I'm getting at. These old shows, like The Brady Bunch, this simple story about home and family life and whatever, goes to an island. They find a magic tiki and bad things happen, like as if there's freaking really ghosts in that island or something.
But that was even like it could have been explained away with, you know, okay, it wasn't really supernatural. It was just a.
Yeah, but they played it like it was, though. They played it like it was.
Well, they played that music every time. Every time the tiki showed up,
it's so bad. And the Fonz literally jumping a shark, you know, like that was the worst time for TV when it came to how you would end your shows. They didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
Anyway. All right. And like late game. Nobody had late game in the 70s when it came to TV.
No.
They're just terrible at it. All right. Tweaked Audio bringing you this show today here. We've got engineered durable freaking earbuds. They're amazing. Keep putting freak in between everything. What's my deal today? Five styles, seven great colors, noise reduction, compatibility, lifetime warranty. What else can you ask for? I don't know. Maybe some money off. How about 33% off with the code STREAM? I know. It's a little shocking. Sit down for a minute. Take a breather and get some water. Stream at checkout. 33% off at tweakedaudio.com. All right. We're going to do some emails, and they're brought to you by
Sean Sleeps Naked.
Ooh.
On Friday, the 13th of June. 13th of June?
Oh.
Is this older?
I just got this one, so I don't know why that says. That may be... Well, read it and we'll hope for the best.
Yeah, okay. They'll be on Friday, the 13th of June, Sean Sleeps Naked will be performing live at Lisa's Oak Street Lounge in Louisville, Kentucky. Only $5 for hours of entertainment, and that's way better than going camping and getting murdered by Jason. Check us out on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify.
Weird.
It could be Friday, the 15th of August.
I don't know how that got in there, because I'm actually showing that we got this back in May from that guy.
Oh.
But this just showed up in my inbox.
This just in.
Wow. All right. Well, that's the thing.
Hope that show was good.
I hope it was great. I hear it was wonderful. I think we did it already. I'm having a memory that we've done it.
I think we did, too. That sounds really... I know I've talked about Sean Sleeps Naked on the show.
Gmail just freaked out. I don't know. All right. S&J wrote, Ron, paint guy, Seattle, occasionally in the tadpool. I don't know if he's in there today. Was out walking my dog, and another friendly-looking canine came our way in a very wiggly walk to greet and sniff butts. Not my butt, Brian, he says.
Why would he say that to me?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why would he? I don't understand.
Yeah.
All right. He was very excited and nervous looking, and I felt something wet my leg. The dog was wetting himself and got on, and got on me. My first thought was, quote, a Johnson just happened, unquote. I love the show, though, Ron. Yeah, you're right, dude. That's something that would totally happen to me.
That's very much a Johnson.
Yep.
Excuse me.
It's fine. I liked it. It was a weird noise. Strontium and boron.
Strontium.
Thank you. Strontium and boron.
It's an element.
Ah, this is from Jeff. This is Bronco, by the way.
Our good buddy
Jeff Sire.
Sure.
Mr. So manly, he can drive a motorcycle all the way from Canada all to the Utah way.
Yes.
Every year. He's
good
crazy.
Good for him. Good for you.
What are you what are they teaching in Utah schools? He asks. I think you found a new TMS segment. Scott Does Science. On the on the opening piece of TMS PM, Scott displayed a breathtakingly ability to misunderstand any science subject. No matter how rudimentary, my favorite was removing the colon
from any time renders it an indecipherable conundrum to Scott.
Oh, geez. Good
so
Lord.
So in other words, 1,000, we're going to talk at 1,000. What does that mean?
Yeah,
1,000 hours?
Yeah. Please do this again so we can see Scott perplexed by things like gravity and right-angled triangles. All right, fine. The time thing threw me off. In fact, I have to talk to them today in about an hour.
Oh, really?
And they're I thought they were in New Zealand. They're in the UK. I'm all wrong on all of it. Everything's gone wrong. Anyway, thanks, Bronco. Appreciate it, buddy. You just keep on keeping on up there. Davey wrote in, says, Brian, by the way, a handkerchief tied on a stick used to carry things is called a bindle. Know your hobo, Davey. Did you not know that?
I didn't know that was called a bindle. So yeah, the old traditional hobo looking thing where you've got a stick with a red handkerchief that contains all their belongings.
All their crap, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a bindle. All right, good.
Yep. There you have it. Learn something new every day.
A bindle.
Finally, Josh wrote in and says, hey, Steve and Bucky. Oh, a little superhero reference there.
Mm.
On this morning's episode of the Morning Stream, you talked about the Falcon, the first black Captain America. Actually, in between the time when Captain America was frozen and uncovered from the ice, the government commissioned multiple new Captain Americas. One, Isaiah Bradley, was of African-American descent. This makes Falcon the second black Captain America. Love the show, Josh.
Mm.
Well, thanks for the clarification.
Very good.
The world forgets things.
Oh, sure. And Thor's been a lady before. I mean,
Thor
in the Amalgam Universe.
Thor be a lady tonight.
Wonder Woman actually picked up Thor's hammer in the Amalgam Universe. And
for real?
Thor
when they did that little weird crossover, that's right.
Yep, exactly.
Plus he was a frog. Don't forget the frog.
Don't forget the frog.
Plus
Beta Ray Bill was awesome. That was a great run.
That was a good run. All right. I can't tell from just looking at it. I need
Marvel Universe. or what is it, Marvel Unlimited? Get that. I mean, you've got that app.
I do.
Jump in there and read the Walt Simonson's amazing run on Thor and Beta Ray Bill and all that stuff. So
right.
Good.
So good. All right, I'll check it. So good. Where are we now? We're done. That's it. That's the show. We're done.
Whoa.
I would like to point people's attention to frogpants.com/store, where you can find our Morning Brew coffee available now. There's also mugs in there. Oh, by the way, we're bringing back the classic TMS mug because we've run out of the new one.
Oh, really?
And now we're like, all right, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to bring back the classic 8-bit me and you one for a bit.
Oh, cool.
And then after that, something all new. So we're always keeping these in rotation. You want to collect them all.
That.
Go check those out. Hey, I've got even a better idea for you. Go to patreon.com/TMS. And when you subscribe at a certain level, you can get that coffee every month, including one of those mugs the first month. So you get a free mug out of the deal and you get coffee every month.
I know.
Right, Elaine? Right. So many other great packages and stuff you can do over there and help us get to our next big goal, which we're super stoked about. That's at patreon.com/TMS. And thank you everybody who supports us there. It is really the engine that helps the show fire on all cylinders every day. That's it. Big thanks to our friends at Alpha Geek Radio, by the way. I don't give them enough props for being our Shoutcast stream every day. They do good work. Todd over there is amazing. And Scott Fletcher, I don't mention him enough for his fine voice-overy things. His voice-overy.
Voice-overy.
That's where babies are made. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. And on Twitter, follow Brian at Coverville. Follow me at Scott Johnson. And follow the show at Morning Stream. There's no the there. It's just at Morning Stream. And that will do it. Well, it won't quite do it. You have music.
I have a little bit more. Just a little bit more for us.
Okay.
All right. This one is the one we did earlier. Yeah. This one is the new one. Right. Dear Scattershot and Backstab, I'm a huge fan of all the Frogpants shows and have been listening to the Morning Stream since the We've Got Scooters days. Mm. I'm leveling up to 21 and unlocking the ability of buying mead. I share the same month of birth as the mighty Scott Johnson. Unfortunately, my birthday, July 19th, falls on a Saturday. If you could play a song for me any time in the month, it would be awesome.
All right.
I'm a huge fan of Gorillaz. I've recently discovered the cover of Feel Good Inc. by Baked, Broiled, and Fried. This song could be great for break, but I'm open to other covers, either of or by Gorillaz. I'm leaving the decision in the hands of the man in the booth.
Oops, sorry.
I can't wait to hear what you choose, because the show is probably the only thing I will remember about my birthday. Thank you very much for the great content you've created. And even though I haven't met you, I feel that you both and Wendy have helped me grow from the shy, nerdy teenager to the friendly, talkative, ultra-nerdy young man I am today.
Aww.
Love the slow bro, though. Duncan N. from Illinois. P.S. If you could give a shout-out to my childhood friend Trevor Offen, I opened his ears to the magic of the Morning Stream, and for him to know I did a request would blow his mind.
All right.
No, I'm not going to do a shout out to Trevor Offen.
Yeah, whoever Trevor.
Earth, would we do that?
Yeah, whoever knows.
Congrats.
Stop. My thing won't stop playing.
What
I don't know. It keeps being weird, and I'm not even pushing buttons.
Is
sorry.
Out of control.
Anyway, we're never going to say that Trevor guy's name ever again, right?
Trevor Offen?
Trevor Offen. Yep.
Nope.
Trevor Offen. We're done talking about Trevor Offen.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right. So, well, here's the deal. So I have this database that, or not database, but this playlist. Whenever I play something on TMS, and I've been maintaining this for like about the last year or so. If I drag a song in there that we've played, it tells me, says, oh, you're adding a song that you've already got in here. Do you want to add that? And it makes me go back and say, well, we've already played that cover of Feel Good Inc. by Baked, Broiled, and Fried. But how about another one that is equally as cool? Now, that one had a very bluesy Hammond organ kind of feel to it, that Feel Good Inc. cover.
Yep.
This one does too, so it's a great companion piece for it. Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra from their album Hits the Hits, closing us out with a cover of Gorillaz, Clint Eastwood.
Actor, director, auteur, Clint Eastwood.
Right, and chair talker.
That's right. Have you seen, real quick, I meant to ask Steven, have you seen the Big Hero 6 trailer?
No, but I hear it's available for viewing now, and I do want to see that.
It is a hoot. Now, it's based on some anime or manga Marvel thing, right?
Right,
or something?
Right, exactly. So it's still a Marvel movie, but it's not your typical, like, superhero dealy.
But it's very, like, straight-up Pixar looking. Like, they're not aiming for a manga-looking thing at all. I think you'll the trailer cracked me up beyond words, but You'll have to watch it. Tell me what you think.
Cool. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah, good stuff. Here we go. It's Clint Eastwood, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new show. Justin Chinbeard and others will be here. Catch us then. Be here. Be there or be square. What? All right, bye.
Or Squareini.
Squareini. Be Squareini or why isn't this playing? There we go.
This is your boss, you weenie!